Okay, I'll give it a few words. Mm-hmm. Because you want to know, and I can think I can do it without giving you any equation. Normally, you have a signal, you do a Fourier transform, and you get a spectrum. And the spectrum is giving you for a certain frequency and amplitude. And let's say if it's a band filter, this is one peak. Yep. You could also say, I have a signal, and for a band filter, the signal is just some damped sinusoid. If I do a Fourier transform of a sinusoid, I get this amplitude spectrum, one spectral peak. You could also call this an impulse response. So if I have a band filter which has as response a damped sinusoid, then it has this amplitude spectrum. Now, the extension in the Laplace transform says I want to know exactly the frequency of that sinusoid. But what I not only want to know is frequency, I also want to know exactly the damping involved in this sinusoid. So I want to know two things. I want to know not only its frequency, but I also want to know the amount of damping. So what are you going to do? If you do a Fourier transform, you say, I want to find the optimal signal match with the frequency component. I test all the frequency components. I do a convolution. What's convolution? You multiply the signal sample by sample with a test waveform. You get a product wave. You calculate the average of the product wave, and the average will give you the amount of match. That is Fourier analysis. Done that last year. You could also say, I have a set of band filters. Each band filter has a pulse response. And what I match is find the one which has a pulse response, which is exactly the same as the one of the band filter. Then this signal will fit perfectly within the band filter because it has the same impulse response as the band filter. So you could also say, I do a Fourier analysis. I have a set of band filters. And the band filter which has the optimal match in impulse response is the one which is sticking out. It's the one which will give you the highest output. Because the impulse response of the signal of the band filter matches the waveform of the sinusoid. Yeah? So you could say each of those points on the frequency axis is a template signal. And you will say, this is a template signal which is low frequency, so, and this is a template signal which has a higher frequency, and this template has an even higher frequency, and this even have an ever higher, they have a higher frequency for, and now you search for the one which has the best frequency match, and that's your Fourier analysis. That's one dimensional. Now, I want to know two things. I want to know, I have an arbitrary wave shape, which is a sinusoid, but it also has a certain amount of damping involved. And what I'm now going to do is, I'm going to present a matrix. And the matrix is now two-dimensional, the two-dimensional grid.
And I said here, damping